Let us pray. Now, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we celebrate and remember St. Stephen, the first Christian martyr, whose story we just read. When the Jewish religious leaders crucified Christ, they thought they had eliminated the way. That was the name by which the early Christians were collectively known. But soon they realized that the followers of Christ were convinced that Jesus was God, that he had rose from the dead. And they persisted in preaching salvation through him. This problem hadn't died with its leader. In fact, it seems it had increased through the persecution of those of this new sect. So the Jewish establishment turned to violent persecution of the followers of Christ. And St. Stephen was, of course, the first Christian martyr. The natural question asked in cases like this and other cases as well is, why do bad things happen to good people? And this also morphs into, why do bad things happen to us Christians? Because if what we believe is true, then shouldn't only good things happen to us? Many people use this that it's a conundrum to argue against Christianity. If God is good and powerful, why does he allow bad things to happen to good people? Now, there are many ways to answer this, but for the next couple of minutes, let's just consider the story of Stephen for what it teaches to us, his brothers and sisters in Christ. First of all, it's important to note that Stephen spoke out boldly against those that should know better. Our epistle lesson began at verse 55. But a few verses in front of that, we read this in verse 51. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have your fathers persecuted? Have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels, and have not kept it. So Stephen was not mincing words here. He spoke the truth to them with boldness and clarity. No wonder they raged at him and dragged him away to be stoned. Now, could they have listened and repented? Yes, in theory. But in practice, they were very far gone down the road to perdition, convincing themselves that they were doing good by killing the ministers of God. St. Stephen spoke the truth, even though it would cost him to do so. Next, it's important to note that although Stephen confronted their evil directly, he did not do so out of hate, but out of a desire to see the truth of Jesus Christ advanced. God had come, but they would not bow down to him. Instead, they would kill the messenger of God. They would kill Stephen, like they had always killed the prophets of God before. We know that Stephen did not hold a personal vendetta against them. How do we know this? Because as he was dying, he prayed, and he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Stephen confronted the evil, but ever desired to see that these men and all men would repent and turn to Christ. Finally, we note that when they took him out of the city to stone him, a young man named Saul, obviously approving, stood by and watched their cloaks. We know that this Saul would become Paul, and was instrumental in spreading the gospel throughout the world. Paul became the apostle to the Gentiles. It has been said that the church is watered by the blood of the martyrs. Christ's suffering established the church. Our suffering, too, will bring growth to the church, for the world sees it when the church perseveres through its suffering. So is this a complete answer to the problem of pain? No. Today we only brushed over the top of the subject lightly. All of us will experience times of distress in life, and attempting to solve these occurrences of suffering by rationally discussing them does not really address the problem. There is no simple closed-form solution to the problem of pain. But today, let us be thankful for the example set for us by St. Stephen. May we follow his example by clearly speaking the truth to confront those who oppose Christ. But let us not do so out of hatred or malice, but out of love. Every person bears the image of God, and in Christ, every person is redeemable. Let us speak clearly, but with an eye to salvation for those to whom we speak. Finally, let our sufferings be used of God for the building of the kingdom. Act with conviction, speak in love, suffer for the church, for whom Christ himself also suffered and died. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.